This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Susie Ahn, and this is The Rundown. Thousands of people in Illinois are expected to start losing federal food assistance beginning tomorrow. The Trump administration has overhauled SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The Sun-Times reports newly introduced work requirements call for able-bodied people to work or volunteer 80 hours a month to stay in the program. As of Tuesday, the Illinois Department of Human Services estimated 120,000 people were at risk of losing their benefits starting tomorrow and rolling out over the next several months. Federal prosecutors are dropping the main conspiracy charge against the remaining four members of the Broadview Six. The six defendants were indicted after being accused of damaging an Immigration and Customs Enforcement vehicle outside the ICE processing facility in Broadview in September. Two of the defendants already had their charges dropped. WBEZ Seymour sat down with one of the defendants charged, former congressional candidate Kat Abu-Ghazaleh. She says she is relieved the charge was dismissed, but says she feels it was a political move.
These cases are not meant to find justice. They are meant to intimidate you into silence, into complicity. They're meant to punish you psychologically and financially for dissent.
A misdemeanor charge still stands. A trial for that will take place May 26th. Today is International Jazz Day. The day was co-founded by legendary jazz pianist Herbie Hancock, who hails from Chicago. He'll perform tonight alongside 40 other jazz musicians at the All-Star Global Concert at the Lyric Opera House downtown. The show tops off a month of jazz programming in the city, a first-time host for the global celebration. Sun-Times arts and culture reporter Erica Thompson says Chicago has played a key role in the evolution of jazz. The show will also be live streamed on YouTube. You're listening to The Rundown. For 40 years, the Green Mill has hosted the Uptown Poetry Slam. Its founder, Mark Smith, remains the MC. He is known for creating a monthly night of performance in the same bar that was a favorite haunt of Al Capone. Recently, a special guest arrived. Southside native Maya Del Valle, the city's new poet laureate, stepped up to the mic. WBEZ contributor Ariel Mejia was there and produced this audio postcard.
Welcome to the slam, everybody. This is the original slam. There's slams all over the world now. But the poet laureate of Chicago, man.
My name is Maida Alexandra del Valle. I'm a daughter of Puerto Rican migrants.
What's up, Chicago? Hey! Ooh, they got a heavy pour. I'm gonna read some poems.
I wanted to keep it real Chicago. I wanted to keep it very current to what it is that I'm thinking and feeling and writing about currently, so it was a lot of new work.
Said you smelled like wild onion and skunk, Chicago. And at the right time on a sweltering summer day when the wind blows a certain way off the stockyards on the south side, you still do. City of steel mills, scenting your air with smoke, birthplace.
I've been helping my mom caretake my dad since I moved back home in 2017. And his health really started to decline in November. And I was sitting in the living room with him one day, and I was just kind of watching him sleep in his recliner, and I just kind of started hearing a song. So I wrote a song for him, and I was like, I already have this poem about him, so this is kind of the opening for the poem. So they go together now.
En el monte están los jíbaros de verdad. En el monte están los jíbaros de verdad. How's your dad doing? dying, I want to say. But not right away. So don't worry. It won't be a sudden or unexpected passing instead. Every day is another small death. Yesterday we buried raising his arms to put on a sweatshirt and brushing his own teeth.
It's my first time at the Green Mill since the laureateship, and I haven't been to the Green Mill in a very, very, very long time. So it's been busy. It's been really busy. I'm really grateful. I don't complain about how busy I am. You know, I definitely need a little break very soon at some point. And I just need just a couple days to myself to be quiet and rest and sleep and cuddle with my dog. I'm very grateful that I'm able to represent and serve the city with my writing. And there was a really long period of time where I felt like poetry was a side hustle for me, and that it was just going to be something like a blip in the radar and in the story of my life. So. That was the city's new poet laureate, Maida Del Valle, at the iconic Uptown Poetry Slam. This audio postcard was produced by WBEZ contributor Ariel Mejia. Weather-wise, the cooler spring temperatures continue around the region. We're headed down to a low tonight around 40 degrees with a chance for showers. Friday, partly sunny with a chance for showers and a high near 47. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Susie Yon. Thanks for listening.